Hey, everybody, welcome to Hammer Down. I'm your host, Mike Bush, and you are checking this show out on the Market Scale Network. Our past couple of guests have really, you know, shined a light on various problems in the industry. I know Sal Mercaglianos was terrific talking about everything that happened in Baltimore. Eric Rodriguez talking about all the ways people communicate with drivers and how communication can be done. This next guest, I'm so excited to have him because he's solving a problem, but not everybody in the industry knows the problem exists. Dan Rise from Manifest, welcome to Hammer Down, buddy.
Thanks for having me. Oh, it's Reese, by the way, I'm like a candy bar.
Okay, Dan Reese.
I'm sweet and nutty.
I've heard that about you. So Dan, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to chat with you, man. Let's talk about Manifest. I think everybody listening to the show has probably heard about it. Everybody listening to Hammer Down has heard about the Manifest show. And I think that's because you guys are way different than anybody else out there. Where did this all come from?
Well, so it came from another event, actually. And I know, you know, some of my colleagues like Pam as well. Manifest used to be known as the Future of Logistics Summit. It was a boutique event put on by a VC in Miami. Invite only, about 400 or so logistics tech startups, investors, and some incumbents. Connective, who is our parent company, acquired them and rebranded as Manifest. Connective, we acquire and or launch our own events in areas that are getting a lot of VC funding and just getting a lot of attention. We scale them up. We do them our own way, put a lot of love into them, a real white glove experience, and make them fun. I joined the team. I used to run another show in the last mile space. I used to run the home delivery show in Philly. And Future Logistics was a partner of mine. So they got acquired. I reached out to Pam to say congrats. And actually, I wanted to pitch them on my own idea. I wanted to talk about doing maybe a show focusing on corporate wellness programs and things like that. I don't know how that came about, but it just did. And Pam's like, yeah, that's great and all, but actually we're doing this whole thing with Manifest and we want you to run all of our sales. And here we are doing fun, weird things with Neo and Nelly and puppies. And so, yeah, supply chain too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, so you guys have thrown some of the most exciting, most interesting shows. And I want to kind of break down that into a few pieces. One of the things you touched on very early in your description there was that there is this VC component and you're focused on industries where venture capitalists are going. Is that the idea? Let's connect the startups with the venture community and then try to layer in some of the old hats, some of the white hairs like me to say, hey, you know, what's legitimate? What's kind of the goal with bringing the venture capital world into logistics or vice versa?
So it's a fewfold. We're building an ecosystem. I think that's the best way to describe it. You know, there's maritime events, there's material handling events, middle mile, last mile, returns, et cetera. There's events for events, but we are connecting all the dots of the entire supply chain. None of the other shows out there are doing that. And then we're leaning into the tech that's driving it forward. So yes, you have your incumbents there as well, but really looking at who's doing something different, who's doing something unique, and not just for the startups, but also on these big corporates who also have their big CVC arms as well that are investing in all these different players and building their own networks and their own ecosystems within the company as well. So we want to connect the startups and the investors to also help the startups grow. The investors also to help identify more and more trends and get the word out to their network. The startups, and we use that term very broadly because there's a lot of startups out there from a unicorn to an early stage who are on the forefront of next gen supply chain technology, whether it's AI, of course, you know, that's a little thing everyone's talking about, quantum computing, robotics, automation, sustainability, but then also looking at the incumbents, whether it's like your DHLs, whether it's your XPOs, and it's like, what are you doing to push the envelope? And also, how are you fostering growth with these other companies as well? And how are we all working together to bring supply chain into the next generation?
Got it. So Dan, how did you fall into this? I know you mentioned you'd come from a different trade show focused on logistics. What is it about logistics that, you know, kind of attracted you or pulled you into it?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I actually dropped out of college when I was going through a business unit or a business degree, and we were studying a segment on supply chain, and supply chain is so boring. And yet here we are. I mean, my background, aside from being in the military, after that was mainly hospitality, customer service, customer experience focused. And I just answered a job ad one day and fell into the world of events and just really enjoyed it. I love the idea of bringing people together, of walking into a show on setup day and thinking, I helped bring all these people here and put all this together, and just the sheer scale of it. So the sales side of me just, it really worked well, the consultative type sale, but also the networking aspect and just working with people is something I really enjoy. So this is a really fun way to do it. You get to travel, you get to meet new people, you get to see new things, and you get paid for it. I mean, it doesn't suck.
No, absolutely not, man. It's so Manifest has done some, let's call it, really fun and really crazy things. What have been sort of the highlights for you over the past couple of years? So I think I've been at the show twice. There's been four of them. Is that right?
Next year will be the fourth.
Okay, next year will be the fourth. So I've got two out of three.
So let's see, we've made it through a various act of God every year, because basically the trade show gods hate Manifest. year one, COVID. Year two, recession in Silicon Valley Bank. Year three, flooding in Vegas, presidents flying in and out, locusts, frogs. I mean, like every year they're just like, hold my beer. Like, let's see what we got next. I mean, I think there's a case of a plague in Alaska right now. So that's on our bingo card for next year.
Excellent.
I mean, the after parties, I feel, really make us stand out. It's just something different that you don't, like most of the other shows out there, I'm not going to name names. You go there, you play golf, you do the same old, same old. We want to be different. We want to be weird. You know, we like to call ourselves the CES of supply chain, and we're growing to kind of really fit that label too. We're going to have a good party. We're going to serve good food. We're going to have fun entertainment and really focus on curating the expo hall and the speakers so we don't look like every other show out there, because we don't need another show like every other show out there, which is why we do what we do. Some of the highlights, I mean, the Puppy Lounge is always a favorite one. I think just me personally seeing the growth of some of the sponsors and partners that we work with over the years with us, DHL, ArcBest, you know, DB Schenker, just some of these that keep on like growing and doing bigger, bigger things, Locus Robotics, like that they believe in us and they're bringing more and more to the table every year, which is really exciting. Personally, I love the Mocktail Lounge because I don't drink. So that's why we do it, that I'm not the only sober person at a trade show. So we could be more inclusive and do something, do it right. Also, not just here's an O'Doul's and a club soda and call it a day.
Right. No, that's awesome.
You know, and just keeping on like thinking, what else can we do? Like, what can we do that people haven't seen before? I still have plenty of ideas in my head that have gotten shot down. We won't have the rock climbing wall this year. I'm still working on that one. Okay. You know, no pyrotechnics, but it's a work in progress. So I think just what we do on the floor, the staging in the rooms as well, we're really leaning into LEDs and just different lighting and making it feel like something special.
Understood. In terms of the companies that have sponsored or the companies that have presented, who's been the coolest company you've seen, or what has stood out? And I know I'm asking you to look across your client base and say, you know, hey, this is my favorite, yeah, my favorite child, right?
Let's see, who paid me the most this year? I really like ArcBest. I like if you saw their booth this year, it was gorgeous. I really like what they do with it. They're coming back next year and they're bringing their larger booth, because that was a small one that you saw this year. DHL, while they're not just our biggest sponsor, we all as a team really love working with them. We really enjoy working with them. Same with Locus, you know, Locus Robotics. They're just a lot of fun to work with. They do a good job. And anyone who rolls up to a trade show wearing Hawaiian shirts is a friend of mine. I mean, I'm all for it. Just thinking out loud of who else does some fun stuff that we've seen, you know, just thinking like who really leans into it, like Clio, who is sponsoring the restrooms again next year. You know, who wants to put their name in a bathroom? They do, because it's different. Everyone's going to see it. Unless you have amazing willpower, everyone's going to see your brand. And this, they lean into the messaging. They have some fun with it. So those are the kind of folks that we really enjoy working with. You know, Shipium, that they've just grown so much over the years, and we've had the pleasure of just seeing that growth with them and their network building. It's been a lot of fun to work with. I mean, there's a lot, and I'm probably going to piss somebody off if I don't name drop them, so I'm not. But there's really just been different ones over the years that just keep on pushing the envelope and trying new things as well.
All right. So you mentioned, you know, sponsoring the restrooms, which is pretty out there, pretty crazy, pretty great. What's the one sponsorship you've always wanted to sell?
Ooh, I mean, I want to do a cat cafe because I have two cats. I have two lovable idiots, but cats are also idiots and they are their own state of matter. They're neither solid nor liquid. They're just cat. So they can't really be contained. And also people seem to be allergic to them. So we're not doing that. Okay. The restrooms actually were one that was really up there that I always wanted to sell because it's one of those things that if you have to think about it, it's not the right sponsorship for you. It's a pure love it or hate it. Like, I don't convince somebody to do that one. It just either you get it or you don't. The mocktails, again, like I said before, because I think it's just a little more meaningful.
Right.
Has been one. And there's other ideas that I've had over the years too, just like, what can we do? I mentioned a rock climbing wall before, but I was serious. I've seen that other shows having a rock wall in the middle of the show floor. I think it could be fun. It could be different. Our lawyers and insurance underwriters would absolutely hate it, but, you know, and also working within the constraints of the venue and what we can do. So we love to do a smoothie bar, but we also don't want to run blenders in the middle of the show floor because it's going to be annoying. So how can we mitigate that? We're looking into solutions there. I'm looking into other new ideas, like some sort of doodle wall or, like, you know, collaborative paint by numbers, if you will, that just to make it more fun. Those name a few. I mean, the puppies are the puppies. I mean, I don't have to sell those. They're puppies. I just put on some Sarah McLachlan in the background when I'm pitching it, and, you know, they sell themselves.
Understood. I was at a show. It was a packaging show, and I thought it was really clever. One of the recycling companies, the return companies, had actually sponsored the garbage cans. You know, understanding
that's
those,
smart.
Which I was like, okay, that one makes perfect sense, and it definitely caught my attention enough that I snapped a picture. And it's the only, I'm pretty sure it's the only garbage can I've ever snapped a picture ever.
That's really on brand.
Totally,
it was great. I mean, even like there was a show I went to years and years and years ago. I don't know if they're still around, even shop.org, if you remember that one. This is probably going back like 8-9 years now, but I still remember this piece of swag I got. A booth gave out branded Dr. Scholl's shoe inserts. How brilliant is that at a trade show where there's like 30,000 people?
That is actually pretty terrific.
You know, so somebody should do that at Manifest this year. So sponsors, if you're listening, shoe inserts.
There we go. Absolutely. Dan, what, you know, understanding we're probably, what, 11 months away, 10 months away from the next one?
Yeah.
What are you already excited about? What's
I can't name drop speakers yet, but we have some big names on there already. You know, there's some global chief supply chain officers from like major CPGs. The new venue also moving to the Venetian. So we've got close to 400,000 square feet of expo space, everyone in one room. We're all just kind of throwing ideas at our boss on who we'd love to see perform next year. I mean, Taylor Swift, just saying, like, might not really be in the budget, but definitely not in the budget.
I mean, here's the thing. She treats her truckers well. There's clearly a supply chain component to this. You might be able to.
Exactly. It would be so on brand for us.
I couldn't agree more.
I don't know how we would afford it. I mean, maybe have a bake sale or something. But,
A lot of cookies. But look, if Girl Scouts can make it work, then so can Manifest.
We need to partner up.
I like it. So Dan, one of the things you know, I ask every episode is, if you're talking to a kid who's thinking about this industry, and you've got a unique view because you're not really in the industry, but you're certainly involved in the industry. What advice would you give to a new or recent grad or you know, somebody who just got out of the military and is looking at this industry thinking, can I find a career here?
That's a really interesting question too, because I never expected to be in this industry. You know, usually you go to college for X, you plan on doing X for the rest of your life, or maybe Y if X doesn't work out. I originally wanted to be an architect until I realized that I can't draw and I'm bad at math. So kind of got in the way there. So I think it's really, if you're thinking about this industry, thinking about your people skills and just, it's less about, at least in my opinion, less about the sale and more about the relationship. You know, you're not selling a commodity. It's an experience. It's a network. It's access. And it's also how you engage with them too. And I really am very close with a lot of my sponsors. And that also translates to how we work on site, where we're probably the only show that doesn't do any kind of space draw or rebook for the following year at the show, because my job there is to make sure you're having a good time, not to sell to you for another show. So just leaning in with that customer service focused mindset is a great way to get involved. And just thinking like there's going to be ebbs and flows. I mean, I think with any sales environment, there's going to be, you know, up and down times as well, and just kind of going with it and realizing you don't need to be an expert in a specific industry. And I've worked on other shows before at other companies that had nothing to do with supply chain. And I did look, was I an expert at those? No, because I just have more experience in this sector, but the same skills translate over and over depending on what sector you're focusing on. So I think that there's so much opportunity for growth. I mean, I never expected that, you know, when I first joined as a junior biz dev rep at my last company that, you know, a few years later, I'd be the head of sales for like one of the fastest growing supply chain tech show around.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. So bringing it all together, we've got the trade show component. And of course, this is a logistics focused podcast. Tell me one example in your experience of a trade show exhibitor who had a supply chain nightmare, i.e. their booth got lost, part of it showed up. Walk me through the biggest headache you've seen.
Well, a little step back in time, my very first show. So when I did the home delivery show, the very first edition, there was an exhibitor we had there from Europe, and their booth company shipped their booth to the wrong state. The booth ended up in Utah. So we left like jerry-rig a booth for them, like with paint and duct tape, basically, to help them out. So there was that. More recent, our friends at Locus, and we laugh about this every year, for the past 2 years, their truck has been late. I told them to ship their stuff now for next year, but their truck basically shows up like the morning of, and they're scrambling to set it up, or like the night of. So, I mean, they're always, whatever can go wrong will. It's going to happen. I mean, were there some little hiccups this year? Yes, there always will be. Great. Nothing was on fire. So I can live with that.
Awesome. Dan Reese, thank you so much for joining Hammer Down. To all our listeners, to all our viewers, appreciate you checking it out. Thanks to Market Scale and the amazing producers who will go out of their way to make us look professional. Appreciate you, Dan.
Thanks for having me.